Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
The official way to immigrate into the United States is very similar to most countries. File an immigrant petition with the government, and upon approval, apply for a visa. You will then have to maintain a productive status for several years if you want to consider citizenship. But there is a new system now in place. This new system is not official, nor is it legal, and it's being done by thousands of government employees who have sworn an oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution. And yet, here they all are, submitting to the United Nations agenda and committing treason. On the Mexico side, Mexican immigration officers lead crowds of people to crossing points at the border. On the American side, government workers wait for the cover of darkness, and in the middle of the night, federal employees begin processing the large crowd with mobile devices. Middle schools are used as processing centers. Buses are backed in past the media as Border Patrol use government vehicles to try blocking the cameras from filming the migrants being loaded on board and brought into the country. The migrants are given mobile phones as a digital form of ID, bus tickets, debit cards, and court dates set 4 years from now. There are no checks or balances in this new de facto immigration system, and it's turning thousands of government workers into traitors to their own country. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
I'm a huge believer in information. I watch InfoWars every day and follow Alex Jones closely. You know why? He can put you ahead of the curve. And he's been demonized as a conspiracy theorist.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
This is reality.
It just pancakes.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
The revolution of peaceful information is coming, and when it comes time, you people are going to be brought and punished.
You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
The media continues to misrepresent what I've said.
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist.
Alex Jones has the largest audience in the country, bigger than any of the networks, the biggest megaphone in the country.
We're going to get fired up about the real things, the things that matter.
Burn in hell, New World Order.
Thunderdome. This guy is like, they're coming from Guatemala. They're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming.
Support the president. You ain't support
Muslims. You would think everybody in the country is just like to the bunker.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, it's Monday, May 15th, 2023, and I am in the incredible studios, an undisclosed location in Russia, of Vladimir Putin's show. No, I'm sorry, Stephen Crowder. I'm joking. We're in Texas. We love you. We have Gerald Morgan, the CEO of Vladimir Crowder, totally kicking ass, dominating Rumble, dominating the numbers, leading the exodus out of big tech control. I was asking Gerald, so I just co-hosted with him while Stephen is dealing with a red tide problem. I just hosted with him for 2 hours. It was great, super fun, knocked out of the park, covered a lot of serious issues. I said, what do you want to cover first? And I was literally sitting here looking at my page, and he said, well, we should probably get into Biden and the whole declaring white people are black people's biggest enemy problem, how that deals with the border and the stores closing everywhere and the collapse of America and what's happening there. So, Gerald Morgan, I want to get to this clip of Biden in a moment, but this is so transparent to me. He even got confronted by some of the black students at the university saying that, you know, Biden doesn't care about black people. The most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy, and I'm not saying this because I'm at a black university, at Howard University.
Yes, he is.
What would you say about this moment in time?
I would say that he's pandering. He's trying to get people to vote for him, and he goes to Howard University, and this is a commencement speech. These people have just received their diplomas. They've worked really hard to make it through college and better themselves. And what he says is, hey, remember when I said that white supremacy is the major threat? White supremacy, that's the biggest terrorism threat to the United States. I don't just say it here and pander for your votes now, but I've been saying it everywhere, pandering for votes wherever I happen to go. I don't think that is the action that you need from a president of the United States telling black college graduates what to expect in the America that he is in charge of right now. Right? Are you saying that really that that's the biggest threat? We went through examples, Alex, of people that were not white supremacists that have been doing really bad things with SUVs, obviously with guns going in and shooting up different places. One really close to home here in Allen, Texas, that happened just last week. We've been covering all of that, and these people are apparently white supremacists that are black people driving a car into Waukesha, into a parade, or this Hispanic guy in Allen, Texas. I don't think that those are white supremacists. And look, I don't think white supremacists are the major problem facing the United States today. It's an open border, and we just talked about an Afghan who was on the terror watch list picked up at the border. That's the problem that we really should be focused on when it comes to terrorism and threats. Just encourage people. They just got their degree. They don't want to go and hear a political speech. They want to know how they can go out and charge into an economy that is.
They want to hear how they're part of the American dream and how they've been successful.
Right.
How they've done a good job. Not your victims and I'm going to protect you. But that's all they've got. If you're for the globalism, you're good. If you're against open borders, you're against fentanyl, you're against all these wars, you're against all the woke culture, you're a white supremacist. Remember, Biden made that his main national security focus in June of 2021 was, quote, white supremacy. He then described white supremacists as people that question elections, question lockdowns, question forced shots. So when you hear this term, folks, this is literally the Democratic Party, the failed state, the party of the KKK, labeling its political opposition as white supremacists. And then right on time, that weird white supremacist group that wears the mask just pops up.
Right, exactly. Right on cue. And don't forget when Merrick Garland, do you remember when they were having the issues in Loudoun County and all the parents started going to these school board meetings and demanding that they protect their children? They're like, oh, this is the new face of white supremacy and terrorism in the United States. And they got that note from the teachers union basically saying, you can't allow them to come here and hold our feet to the fire. This is something that we can't deal with. These are terrorists. And Merrick Garland basically acquiesced.
And it turned out Merrick Garland actually sent them a memo getting him to do that.
Yeah. It's incredible to me that you would think that you could paint white supremacists as the bad guy. Are there white supremacists in this country? Yes, there are few and far between.
But statistically, it's like seeing a unicorn. I mean,
exactly. It really is. If you see a white supremacist, you're like, well, wow, they do exist. You don't really see
them. So let me ask you this, because you don't want to talk about the great show you're doing, but it's true. The exodus out of the system, building our own system, yeah. You know, is Elon Musk for real? Well, he's freed up Twitter to a great extent. Now he's put in the WEF global coordinator.
Right. Yeah.
It really concerns people. But what we know you're for real. We know I'm for real. Talk about, just for the viewers, this is important, the revolution you guys are involved in, because you led the exodus out of YouTube. You have absolutely been able to convert the numbers and dominate and do what nobody else has done. Tucker Carlson's trying to leave and do his own thing.
Right.
I'm sure he'll be successful, but this is revolutionary, what you guys are doing with Mug Club. Tell my viewers about that.
Yeah, so a couple of years ago, we actually started streaming, kind of the secondary stream was to Rumble, because we kept getting strikes for no apparent reason, right? They kept coming up with rules to make sure that we couldn't broadcast on YouTube. And so to try to make sure that we at least had a place to go, Alex, you're very familiar with this. Like, they're striking websites essentially for you. And like, you can't host that server. You can't promote that website. You can't promote that URL on social media. So to make sure that we had a place to go, we said, look, we need to start streaming somewhere else. Can't be Facebook. Can't be anywhere else. What's out there that's free speech? And we went to Rumble. And then as time progressed, we started to see that audience grow just a little bit. We started talking with the guys over at Rumble and saying, hey, who are you? What are you really about? I got to know the head of Locals, which is their subscription service part, and then the head of Rumble very, very well. We got to talk for months just going back and forth on who they were, what they believed in, what kind of contract this thing would look like. And then we said, we had a meeting, and we said, look, we can go out on our own, kind of like you are, right? We can go on our own, and we can make the same money. We can make the same amount of money going on our own. It's a little bit harder, but what we really want to do is help something that's bigger than ourselves. We want to go out and make a great show.
Exactly, because you guys have already energized Rumble,
yeah.
Which is the system's scared of it. It's running Super Bowl ads. It's getting hundreds of millions of views every... I mean, it's scaring the system.
Well, and we did something that people didn't think we could do. We went on Rumble, and our numbers went to much, much, much higher levels than YouTube. By the way, on YouTube, I think we have roughly 6 million subscribers right now. That number would be double that if we weren't being throttled by YouTube. We have no idea, right? So our live shows... The number skyrocketed when we went over to Rumble. It was like, oh, this is what it feels like not to be throttled by the big tech overlords. This is fantastic.
To the point that Rumble couldn't even handle the bandwidth.
No, they couldn't, absolutely. And they're working their butts off to try to handle it. But these guys are in a position to grow and change how information is shared in this country.
Well, that's another thing. When you're super
banned, that's the thing. You should have never been banned. You'd never, ever, ever should have been gone. And everybody should have been able to go and follow you on Rumble, a free speech platform. Never should have happened in the first place. But since it did, we need the alternative.
That's why this is so revolutionary. And that's what listeners say. Well, just build your own thing. Well, you guys and Rumble have finally done it. I know what it costs to have millions of viewers a day and pay for the bandwidth. It's a big nut to crack. So the fact that you guys have basically been successful doing what nobody else did, working with Rumble, is a big breakthrough for all of us. And you guys are pointing that out.
Yeah.
So you guys are kind of hitting the barbed wire, the icebreaker, leading the way.
Well, and it's not just the live show numbers for us that have been fantastic. The actual just, you know, show numbers that we're doing right now are great. Just really, just looking at Rumble, we really don't even care much about YouTube anymore. The numbers, there are numbers there. There's some people that watch there. But if you're a creator right now out there, if you have a favorite creator, don't watch them on YouTube. Don't watch them on any mainstream platform. Go to Rumble and support Rumble, because I guarantee you, once people start seeing that the numbers are possible there, that means the ad dollars will follow. Even if you don't want the ad dollars, if you don't want to focus on sponsors because you don't want to be beholden to people, or if you want to pick, I know you've got some great sponsors, so do we. We pick people we can partner with that share our values. We don't have to worry about
it. Exactly. And again, that's a microcosm, which is a big microcosm. But what Lateral Crowder Mug Club's doing on Rumble is the example of everybody else, and everybody follows suit. Then we build the new world, we build the new system, and make the enemy obsolete, which they thought we couldn't do. So that's why I'm so excited.
They're scared, yeah.
So since we talked about it, here's that Biden clip at the university literally invoking, forget your degree, forget your hard work, your number one enemy is white people, but don't worry, this old white guy that made all these racist statements, he's going to protect you.
Stand up against the poison of white supremacy, as I did in my inaugural address, to single out as the most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
White guy's not clapping.
And I'm not saying this because I'm at a black HBCU. I say it wherever I go.
I mean, that is just outrageously transparent.
It's unbelievable. I just don't say this here. Do you notice that half the people didn't really clap? They're like, oh, I just got my degree. Can we talk about how I'm going to go and make a living in the economy that you've destroyed? I'd like to see it come back. Maybe if you'd get your foot off the frickin' neck of it, maybe it would.
It's truly disgusting. But remember, that's their entire Homeland Security direction. So that's why I'm really concerned about the Patriot Front and groups that I believe are synthetic stage groups. I'm really worried about them provocateuring something because they set the table that the number one issue is white supremacy. Well, then what are they expecting to come through that's going to legitimize that?
Yeah.
Like the guy that attacked folks in North Dallas in Allen a few weeks ago, a Hispanic guy that's saying he's a white supremacist.
I'd never seen that before. I didn't realize that that was even a thing, that you could be Hispanic and be a white supremacist and go into an area that's mostly filled with Indians and Asians and white people and shoot that up. I didn't think that was a thing.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No, I mean, I looked the numbers up, and there's different variants, but they say something like 100 millionaires live in the area. Okay?
Wow.
100. I mean, you go there. I mean, Obama lives at 1 foot at sea level. He bought the house 10 years ago.
No. That's, he's going to take his house away. He knows that.
Yeah. It's like he literally has a house on the beach.
You don't believe in climate change for a second if you're spending that kind of money on something that's going to be gone in the next 10 years.
Well, you at least build it on, like, cliffs. No, it's like, right. Literally, Martha's Vineyard's, like, right there.
No, I know, absolutely. But when the busing thing happened and we started sending, like, I know DeSantis did and Abbott did, and we started sending people up to places like Chicago and New York and Washington, D.C. I think one of the most recent ones was actually to Kamala Harris's place, and we're like, hey.
The Naval Observatory.
If this is not a problem, if this is not an issue for you, that's fantastic. We would just love to send you some.
Well, look, they only shipped 500 to Chicago, and it's a total meltdown.
Crisis.
Total end of the world.
Yeah.
Folks, try El Paso, where there's 50,000 of them wandering around. And, you know.
Yeah, I love the tactic, though. It's like, oh, you think this is easy? Here you go. By the way, what were the estimates on building the wall? Something like $40 billion, if I remember correctly. Do you know, and we've talked about this on the show, I think it's like something around $120, $130 billion in benefits per year that are given out to illegal immigrants.
Well, that's the next thing. Nothing against these illegals are fleeing collapse from the COVID lockdowns. I get it. I don't hate them as people.
No, not at all.
But since when do they get exempt from the COVID shot? Remember that?
Yeah.
They came across the border.
Yeah.
And they get given debit cards and free cell phones. And then meanwhile, there's literal veterans all over the streets homeless.
Yeah. And so when you were talking about them coming in from getting, you know, they don't have to have the COVID shot. Guess who does? People who try to come here legally.
Yep.
Right now, they're still forced to make sure that they have the vaccine. Can you believe that? People that they're letting run the streets, basically just ship them somewhere. Let them run around. They don't have to have the COVID yet. Nobody should have to have it, by the way. But if you're really going to make somebody have it, maybe the illegal immigrants. Not the people who are coming in legally, not the people who are volunteering and checking the box and signing the guest book and saying, hey, I'd like to come here and do something good for this country. Those guys should be exempt if anybody is. I'm sorry. That just really
pissed me off. No, you're right. Not gay Gerald is making some good points.
Oh, come on.
No, not
it's
gay Alex.
Guy was going off on me right
it's
now.
It's a joke. Not gay Alex is asking the question. You're not a regular crowd over here. You don't get the joke. It's nothing to do with Gerald. It's a joke. Everybody knows it's me that's gay. Robert Barnes is coming up next segment, constitutional lawyer to cover the waterfront on everything that's happening. Owen Schroyer was just at the border for a week with incredible viral footage. And then Peter Brimlow, who's one of the key immigration experts in the country, and then Gerald Celente. We got a lot of big guests, a lot of big news. I tend to also take calls today. We've got 6 minutes left with Gerald Morgan. Gerald, I can ask a lot of questions, but in the time we've got.
No, I'm not gay. Well, you said you could ask a lot. I just wanted to take that off the table.
It's an old joke.
It's an old joke that's been made new.
Absolutely. But it's me saying it, so it's obviously me that's insecure about it. And I'm gay for Joe Biden's diaper. No, I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop. It's a comedy show.
A messy diaper, my friend.
I should not. My butt's been wiped. But getting serious here, of all the other issues, are you optimistic? Because I overall am optimistic. I'm seeing a huge awakening. I'm not trying to put perfume on a pig here, but I really see big change. But then I just think the establishment's going to double down. What do you think's coming up in the next year and a half? I mean, this is get your popcorn out regardless. And nobody says this is a boring time. It's crazy. Well, this is going to be nuts. I mean, if the left's gone this crazy, what's going to happen next?
I'm very optimistic, and mostly for companies like Rumble. If Elon changes his direction, because right now we had a good conversation about that, whether he's for good or for evil, we're not really sure right now because of some of the decisions that he's making, so that's frustrating for us. But the more people can get access to accurate information, even if it's just to see what they believe and what they don't believe, everybody should have a right to go, you know what, I don't know if Alex is telling the truth, let me do my own research and make sure. That's exactly what you would tell them to do, by the way. Don't ever follow what anybody says, lock, stock, and barrel. That's Trump included, or Biden, anybody else. Go and see if it's true. It's Acts 17:11 in the Bible. They went and said, is this stuff true? They were ready to receive in their hearts, but they went and did the research on it. You should always do that. But I am I am encouraged by what we're seeing from some of the younger generation and from people finally waking up. I'm also encouraged because they're seeing the results, right? We had 8 years of Obama, and Stephen likes to say this a lot. We had basically 2.5 years or 3 years under Donald Trump where the economy was doing fantastic, and then the world shut down, right? Now we've got 4 years of Joe Biden to look at going into this next election, really about three and a half. He's doing a terrible job. He has an approval rating that rivals Congress, which I didn't think was possible, at like 36%. He's going to have to do something to get people back on his side. And here's where the fear came in that you were talking about. Is he going to do something that's going to be like, okay, we need some white supremacists to go out and do something, some quote unquote white supremacists to go out and do something so that the economy is not the focus anymore, so that people aren't worried about the border anymore, that they're not worried about these cities that are crashing?
No, I totally agree, because they keep saying the white supremacists are about to kill everybody.
Exactly.
And then you got obvious provocateur groups, you know, shake and bake, rent-a-mobs, and AstroTurf. Exactly. I think they're going to stage something.
I do too, because you're right. You and I are looking around going, white supremacists are the biggest terrorist threat in this country? Are you setting something up? Because this doesn't make any sense otherwise. If you said, hey, it's really possible right now that Islamic Jihad could come through the southern border and maybe set off a dirty bomb.
That's very legit. Probably going to happen.
We would say, you know what? That's probably something that I could see happening. It sucks. It's very scary. Let's do what we can to prevent that. But if I said, hey, Alex, you know, the white supremacists, man, those terrorist groups out there, they're really going to get after us. You'd be like,
exactly. Wait. Or if you said Biden just refunded the Wuhan lab and Peter Daszak and the coronavirus research. So I could see another virus getting out. Like, you'd be like, well, hope doesn't happen. But I'm worried about financial collapse.
That's all you have to say is a health scare. And financial collapse, I don't know if you guys are going to talk about this
later. Oh, you brought it up.
Argentina.
No, you just told me before we went live. Argentina, pull it up.
They just raised their interest rate to 97% to curb inflation. Do you think there's not a problem going on?
Let me tell my career right now, guys, because they're in Austin. Type in Argentina raises interest rates to 97%. For folks who don't know, that is like putting 50 bullets in somebody's heart. I mean, if a few rate points brought our economy down, Gerald, what does that signify? Why would they do that?
Right. When we go up by, you know, 0.25%, that means that all hell's about to break loose in Argentina if it hasn't already. 97%. Think about what you would have to do to be able to borrow, to do anything, to buy a car, to buy a house, to be able to afford to pay for anything in your economy.
If you want to put your economy into total free fall after years of lockdowns, you would raise your interest rates 10 points. 97% is like, it's like dropping somebody into a pool of lava.
Yeah, I don't know. The Zimbabwe $1 trillion bill is probably the closest thing right here, right? So the Argentine inflation smashes past every forecast to hit 109%. That's the inflation, not the interest rate. The interest rate itself just got raised to combat that inflation.
Yeah, you would combat that with a 6% or 7%.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do it with a 97%. That's like we're trying to kill an ant dropping a nuclear bomb on it.
I don't understand. Hold on, I got a better one for you. That's like being Joe Biden and cutting off the Keystone Pipeline the first day in office. Like,
it is that insane.
You could just make the United States not energy independent anymore by cutting off all the leases.
Well, that's the biggest way to hurt people, but I know you pulled it up on your phone. Tell my crew and they'll find it.
Yeah.
Gerald, I want to see this. I believe you. 97% Argentina increase in interest rates.
Yeah, if they're on Twitter, you can search it there. You can search it. There was dozens of news organizations that had it about an hour ago. I follow disclose.tv on Twitter. They have a pretty good record of kind of breaking things.
Well, we'll find it. Here it is. Argentine inflation. No, it's the same article, guys.
Interesting.
We don't want inflation to 109. I love the crew. Just inflation's the inflation number.
Yeah.
Bank interest rates are a whole nother deal. We're going to find it. We're going to come back.
Hold on. I want you to...
This is the stuff that takes years off my life right now.
Every one of these things. Like, I'm searching it right now, and every one of the posts that I just saw. Here we go. Just in Argentina. So this is from Bloomberg Business here, just so you know that I'm not lying.
No, I believe
Twitter
you.
Twitter right there, Bloomberg Business.
They're amazing.
They said in...
Show them again.
Inflation.
We don't want to see 109% inflation, folks. Read them the Bloomberg.
Boom. Bloomberg.
See, at my office, there it is. Argentina high
there
rate.
There we go.
And bid to stem inflation.
97%.
That is hard to believe. My goodness gracious, you have any crickets. Well, Gerald Morgan, you're incredible. How do people find Stephen Crowder?
They find Stephen Crowder at S. Crowder. We're on Rumble. And
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try. If you've never tried them,
Or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock. I want to remind you, you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Those who do not want us to speak.
We think just like
that. Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's time for supper.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance, depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and
suppressing
your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty,
You need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the Info War.
All right, we've got a lot of big guests lined up today. The first is Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, historian, with the smartest people I know, Owen Schroyer, back from an incredible, successful mission. They reached 30, 40 million people, huge national story, picked up by Fox News, you name it, what's happening at the border, and a border expert, Peter Brimlow, joining us as well as Gerald Salente. I want to go right to Robert Barnes right now. I haven't talked to him before we went live to him. I just really wanted to get him on last night. To break down all the things that are unfolding. And as soon as we get him on the line, we're going to be going to him. But please just remember, ladies and gentlemen, that we can't do this without you. And it is only your word of mouth. It is only your support of the broadcast that allows this to happen. And the enemy is pushing around the clock to shut us down, to silence us, because they want to silence you. And so if we didn't have any power, they would not be trying to shut us down. They would not be fighting like the devil to silence us. So, again, I just want to thank all of you for your support, your word of mouth. And I want to thank Stephen Crowder, because out of all the people in the independent media that's become the new media, most of them ran away scared to support us when we got censored. Stephen Crowder didn't do that. And Stephen's having huge success. He's always had great success. He's having the biggest successes ever with what he's doing, leading people in an exodus out of big tech into Rumble and other areas. It's a very exciting moment to be alive and to be doing this. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3, the triiodine, the missing link. Most people are deficient in it. Most iodine is bound to other compounds, other elements. You don't absorb it. We have the best. It funds the operation. X3, InfoWarsStore.com. We also have Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy. We have the highest quality ultimate krill oil. We have the ultimate bone broth with the strongest concentrated bone broth, with the chaga mushroom, with the bee pollen, with the turmeric and more. And I just want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But more important than that, the millions of Stephen Crowder listeners, he's so gracious to plug over and over again that my show's coming up from his studios, and Gerald, his co-host, Gerald Morgan. We want to welcome you to InfoWars. I know many of you watch before, but do you watch on a regular basis? Do you share the links to Stephen Crowder's show? Do you share the links to my show? Do you share the links to the other shows or tell the truth? Because it's not just something you do sometimes. You should be doing it all the time. The entire enemy operation is about silencing us. So I just ask you to realize how much power you have and ask you to take off the governor and take it to the limit. All right. Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, great friend of mine. I want to get him on the time we have, the next 25 minutes here today, to cover the Trump indictment and the latest show trial in D.C. with the so-called civil issue of assault for saying he's innocent. Obviously, the Elon Musk deal and this global coordinator for the WEF coming in, who is a wokester. What does he think about that? What does he think about the open borders? What does he think about all these issues? So, Robert Barnes, I've got 1,000 places I'd go. But first off, my friend, I want to see where you want to go first. Robert, can you hear me? All right. Barnes is on the road. His Twitter, his not his Twitter, his Skype froze up when he first got on. Just froze up again. But it's okay. We'll get him on the phone instead of going through the whole dance of an hour trying to fix his Skype or Zoom. So get him on the phone. Who cares if we can see him? Get him on the phone right now. That's my directive. Thank you. All right. Continuing here with the news and information, ladies and gentlemen. I want to play a clip that we played on Stephen Crowder's show, and it's clip 22. One of our security guys is an Army veteran, a great patriot, a good friend of mine. was out with our crew and got sick of watching what was happening last Friday at the El Paso border. And he went up and talked to the state guard, and they got in his face. But the truth is, they're ignoring the governor's orders. Here's that clip.
Your job is to follow orders from the governor of Texas, which is where you're at, which you guys aren't doing. And I know what the orders are put forth. I know what orders were put out by the governor. Who is your chief? He is your chief. Your commander-in-chief, you know, you are not one. But you guys don't understand, because you guys are in full active duty to tell us what an order is. When the chief
commander-in-chief orders...
The governor said an order to slow down the influx of illegal immigrants. You guys aren't doing that. Where's your pride in following orders, man? Come on, man. You're wearing a uniform to save and represent the state of Texas, not Border Patrol. Have some pride, gentlemen. The governor spoke. You need to follow those orders.
Thank you.
That's what we do.
So that important video has gone viral. It's at Man.video, but it's also on Twitter and everywhere else. And again, you can say what you want about Elon Musk. We have really seen a major drop in Musk blocking people's videos and articles. So I don't think he's perfect, but we're certainly seeing a lot more coverage of that. We're going to skip this network break so we can gain back the time we've lost today, because I'm on the road and there's issues anytime that happens. But now let's go to Robert Barnes. Robert Barnes, front and center with all the crazy things going on in the world. What do you think the most important issue is right now?
I mean, part of it will be whatever Musk is up to with Twitter in terms of preserving its free speech status, because if this new hire is in fact a shift away from a free speech direction, then Tucker needs to look elsewhere for his own show while he figures out how to escape Fox's no-compete provision and looks at other alternatives, whether it's Patrick Bet-David, Rumble, One American News Network, Newsmax, or wherever else he decides to go. So I think that is key, and I am hopeful that she might be a quiet closet conservative just because she has liked an unusual number of religious comments, pro-free speech comments, other comments. As you know, there's plenty of people in the corporate media space who are closet conservatives, play the game in order to keep their job, but behind the scenes don't actually share the politics of those that you might that they are expressing there in the advertising councils and World Economic Forums and NBCs of the world. So I hope that's the case, or I hope her role is more limited or restricted than a role that would be more problematic, because as you know, Twitter, not far from perfect, but a lot better than where it was. And of the big tech various social media platforms, the only one that is providing any meaningful First Amendment access of any kind. So the we'll see how it goes. I mean, obviously the big alternatives like Rumble that, you know, Steven Crowder has helped boost as well by his move to Rumble. I hope Tucker ultimately moves to Rumble.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the
government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your
life with Extend. About Russia, they want to hear about the dollar. They want to hear about Argentina raising interest rates 97%. That's all ultra important. But the CIA, the globalists, the left, Atlantic Council, they're obsessed with the internet and speech, because if we don't have that, we lose. If we have it, we win. Freedom is populist. That's why I'm glad, out of all the topics I knew, we didn't talk before you came on live here, that you'd probably go with Twitter first, because, I mean, this really is the fight. And I think it depends on what we do. I think Musk is an opportunist and is going to go which way he thinks the wind blows. Well, it's up to us that aren't opportunists to actually go with what the moral right is. And so I think that's really a central issue. Let's shift gears here into Trump. Obviously, the fiasco we just saw in New York made his numbers go up. You're the lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. But he says he's innocent. And so a jury says there's no proof he raped her, but he defamed her by saying he didn't assault her with no evidence, no proof. She sent out social messages that she loved The Apprentice and loved Trump years ago, decades after he supposedly finger raped her. Sorry to use that term. It's what she says she did. Digitally raped her. And she's on TV saying, I love, you know, women love rape. It's hot. I mean, she comes off. I mean, if I was trying to have central casting for to make a new Poltergeist where the prophet comes back, I mean, the woman comes off crazier than William Defoe. So all I'm saying is, explain to me in the law how a jury finds you guilty for saying you're innocent. I know in the Sandy Hook case in Connecticut, the judge said on the stand, you may not say you're innocent, I found you guilty. But being defaming someone to say you're innocent? I mean, even if you're caught with 10 dead bodies in your backyard, aren't you allowed to say you're innocent, whether civil or criminal?
Yeah, there's many constitutional issues. What you're referencing, Alex, is called the exculpatory no. So it's that you are allowed to deny an allegation against you, the exculpatory no. And the court in this case overrode that, just denied that substantive defense. Similarly, that he, because many of these claims were while he was president of the United States, under the Westfall Act, he's supposed to be immune from suit anyway, and the court ignored that as well. Then, as you note, she has a very disturbed record of public statements on her social media concerning Trump, concerning rape, concerning she made other allegations that appear to be false against other people. She appeared to borrow these allegations from a Law and Order episode she was obsessed with. She's clearly a deviant in a lot of respects and mentally unstable in a lot of respects. All of that evidence was excluded from the trial. By contrast, other crazy claims made by other crazy people was allowed into the trial against Trump. So the judge fixed and rigged the case as much as he possibly could. But it was a politically outcome-derived case. Dershowitz has said the same thing. It's all part of Get Trump, the movement in New York to nail him. I mean, you can see her like wild eyes interaction with Anderson Cooper, and even Anderson Cooper to a break
and had to cut the segment short.
And completely, he was like, oh, you know, he was trying to hit the button as fast as he could. You know, get us out of here. Because how nuts she was. Think about it. You have a liberal, democratic, Trump-hating jury, and even they couldn't convict or find him liable for any form of sexual assault or rape because of how crazy they knew she was and how lying she knew she was. I mean, on that day, the other thing the judge excluded that's all part of going to be part of the appeal is Trump's lawyers wanted to establish that the custom and protocols at that particular store would have had a personal shopper walking around with Trump, multiple levels of security near Trump, multiple levels of security near the dressing rooms, that they never left it abandoned the way she described, that it was simply impossible for what to have happened to her. All of that evidence was also excluded by the judge from trial. So the judge was obsessed with fixing the case. And even though they wanted to fix the case, as you note, it's a contradictory verdict. He said he didn't rape her. The jury says he didn't rape her. But the jury found him liable for, quote unquote, defaming her and lying about her by saying what the jury said was actually true. So it just.
So what does this say? What does this say in law? This is a normal person. I see it's injustice. I'm a victim of lawfare. Roger Stone, Steve Bannon, we all are. What does this say about the weaponization? It's not getting better. It's getting much worse. What does that lead to?
Well, you know, it ties into the top of the conversation. Just as we said from day one in 2018, when social media, Twitter, et cetera, led the war to deplatform Alex Jones and InfoWars, with the goal being to silence, censor, and shame the InfoWars audience into running away, as the lawfare lawyers themselves admitted their goal wasn't to collect money, their goal wasn't to get recovery, their goal wasn't to determine the truth or to get to justice, their goal was to silence you by censoring and shaming your audience into running away from supporting you. Unfortunately for them, they failed because people continue to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get things that support them, make their lives healthier, wealthier, and wiser in the process. So their effort failed, but only because the audience was so strong. The same law, just as they were going to use the very means and template of going after you to go after everyone else, just 2 years later, taking out the President of the United States, they're using the lawfare map to also go after everyone they don't like. Trump is facing this bogus civil case, another bogus criminal case. He's looking at the bogus civil case in New York by the Attorney General. He's looking at potential bogus case out of the District of Columbia. All this overt, open. I mean, we see it with the subway gentleman. I mean, that is a man that if he was black and the other person was white, he's not prosecuted. If he was in any place other than New York City with Alvin Bragg as DA, he's not prosecuted. So what's happening
and
is
he's on
overt,
video
open,
with black and Hispanics. All trying. So let me bring that up here. Trump ordered to appear in Manhattan criminal case to be schooled for use of evidence. This is the gag order you and others had warned of that's totally unconstitutional, saying when they attack him in the press with the evidence they leak and give to the public, he's not allowed to respond. What does Trump do about this?
Two different challenges. He's removed the case to federal district court, but the way it works in criminal cases is it's the state court can continue to take action until the federal court decides whether to take up the case. I hope the federal court operates on an accelerated timetable because it's clear this judge is a power-mad judge who wants to use and abuse his power, will continue to do so unless the misuse and abuse his power unless the federal court steps in. So hopefully the federal court steps in and says, no, this case doesn't even belong in state court, removes it from state court, doesn't allow state court to assert any more power over him because the state court's already violating Trump's First Amendment rights merely by these threats. If he's stuck in state court, he should challenge it on First Amendment grounds, maybe even look at a separate independent federal civil rights suit. You can do that against the judge in certain instances. Go and try to go up directly to the U.S. Supreme Court, all of that, because, and you're going to see the same thing in the subway case. So we'll see what they do in the subway case. But as you pointed out, the people who helped participate in securing the very dangerous homeless man who was threatening everyone on that train and had a long criminal history of physically assaulting and hurting people on that train, threatening himself, threatening to commit crimes, all of which was a basis to exercise means of physical restraint upon him. The other people who helped him were an African-American and a Latino man on that train. And the other primary people whose lives he saved included African-American men and women, Latino men and women. And yet he, this Marine hero, this subway savior, is being criminally prosecuted by a district attorney that only cares about weaponizing his office to achieve political consequences.
Yeah, this is Kyle Rittenhouse 2.0. Why would Bragg do something so overtly unpopular? They just can't help it. It's like they've chosen evil as the default.
Exactly. I mean, years ago when I was representing the so-called Central Park Karen, Amy Cooper, I got that case resolved so that all charges were dismissed with prejudice and that the New York DA's office would have no more control over her legally of any kind. Way, shape, I refused all plea agreements, diversion agreements. I refused every one of those. And the reason was because I studied the politics of what was coming. And I knew that the old Robert Morgenthau's style office in New York that had this independent, apolitical reputation that was the basis for the TV show Law in order in the first place was going to be gone, and that Alvin Bragg was going to be a very dangerous George Soros elected district attorney. He was going to politically weaponize the office to serve the interest of his George Soros aligned crowd. That's his real audiences. His audience is not the people of New York. It's not the media of New York. His audience is what does George Soros and his allies want, and that's what he does. And George Soros and his allies demand an indictment of
that's
Trump.
That's incredible. I know you've got to go soon. And Owen Schroyer just got back from the border. He's loaded for bear, but do 5 more minutes with us. We got a minute till break, though. What do you think of the border collapse? I mean, obviously it's blown up in Biden's face, but he doesn't care. What's your view on that?
So, I mean, good news there. The federal court out of Florida just on Friday issued an order preventing a Biden administration from paroling everybody. I mean, it's all the cat. The real problem isn't necessarily Title 42 or remain in Mexico. The problem is these parole rules that the Biden administration keeps putting in, these catch and release rules that allow people to be quickly processed into the United States just on the promise they're going to come back for a hearing everybody knows they're never coming back for. And the reason they're not coming back for that hearing is because they know they can't win the hearing legally. And so I don't begrudge the immigrants. These are people who are just trying to survive. But it's our job as Americans to protect our borders, secure our country, keep our city safe, and keep our jobs for Americans. And that's not what's happening with this. I would tell people out there, don't take the bait on E-Verify. There's a lot of problems with E-Verify. It's the federal government trying to get a database they can use.
Hold on. Stay there. Do 5 more minutes, because I'm going to let you host this segment so I don't interrupt you. Come back and explain this issue. Also, 2024 election. What other tricks you think the deep state has? The Patriot Front, obviously, I believe a social engineering provocateur group. Robert Barnes, straight ahead.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.